Okay, I'm gonna call the meeting to order at 7:53. We'll start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so the purpose of tonight's meeting is to close out the books, balance the accounts for the year. So I did just get this report, Wendy just did this afternoon, so there were a few changes that I was just catching up with. So there's a couple of extra ones on your, that are not on your sheet that I've just been working on. Everything else here should be pretty well set from your sheet, so. All of you got my email, so last month we entertained a motion and passed that we would request that the governor extend the tax-free period for taxes to the maximum allowed by law. And I did do that, and he issued Executive Order 202.32 on Friday last week, extending the tax-free period for up to 21 days, which is what's allowed by law, and he decided not to go beyond that. And so there's an additional 21 days that folks have to pay their taxes without penalty. For any of the ones that asked to have that extension done, the Village of Nassau was listed in the executive order because I did request it. So we're pretty well set for that. So the way this works is it's a 21-day extension of the tax-free period. It doesn't move all the penalty periods 21 days out. It only extends the penalty-free period by 21 days. If anyone pays beyond that 21 days, so if taxes go out on June 1st, as they should, then they would normally be payable till June 30th without penalty. They will now be payable to July 21st without penalty. On July 22nd, they will be subject to the penalty that would normally have been in effect on July 1st. On August 1st, they will be subject to the penalty that's due on August 1st. And then so on and so on and so on. So it only affects folks who pay within that 21-day period would get the option of not having to pay a penalty for waiting. So having that happen, as you know, we also send out with the tax bill, the refuse bill. So I was thinking, to avoid any confusion as to when bills are due, let's make them both due at the same time. So I would like to see a motion to extend the tax-free period for an additional 21 days on the refuse bill as well as the tax bill.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. Any questions on that? Everybody understand what I'm talking about? Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so you also have in your packets a meeting schedule for 2021. Let's see. So you got it good. We got 16 March set. Anybody have any issues with any of the meeting dates? Everybody get a chance to look at it? I didn't see anything unusual there. It looked pretty good to me after we fixed the March one. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting schedule for the 2021 plan or fiscal year.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Motion by Charlie, second by Guy. Questions, alterations? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, budget transfers. All right, so couple things. We had a couple accounts that ran over, but they had monies in other accounts that we could get money from to balance them out. We also had money that we approved for projects and things that we were going to do this year. The big one is, of course, is the Molden Street project, which is yet to be completed. So the money was put in this year's budget so that we could do that, but being as it isn't going to be done this year, we need to move some money into next year's budget, which we'll do further down the road. So the transfers to balance out this year's budget, and we'll vote on each transfer in and out of itself. So first one is to transfer $27.66 from mayor, or from 1210.4 mayor CE to 1325.4 treasurer CE, and this is for the new accounting program that we had to get.
Make the motion.
Motion
by Rich, second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, motion's passed. Transfer $2,000 from 1410.2 Village Clerk EQ, that's equipment fund, to 1410.4 Village Clerk contractual. These are for the balance of the pay for the filing cabinets and the stuff we got. We got it all on a grant, but we had to pay a portion of it, and it carried from one year to the next, so this is just kind of cleaning that up.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second
by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. Same thing, because the whole thing was short, like $5,000 or something like that, so. 1620.2 from buildings, $2,500 from 1620.2 from buildings equipment to 1410.4 Village Clerk CE. And I'll do these all. Mine should have done them all together, really. $435.50 from 1460.1 Records Management Personal Services to 1410.4.
Make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, so let's see. They must have changed the rate in the state retirement, because the state retirement account was short, and I usually put in what they tell me they want, so I don't know why it was short, but we're looking into it. So it was, ended up being short $3,996 in the general fund. So the transfer is for $3,000 from 6989.4 economic recovery, and $996 from the Village Share of Social Security, which was 9030.8, transferred to the state retirement account 9010.8.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, motion's carried. Let's see. We had another one for the clerk here, because there were some additional bills from this month, that regular bills, that pushed it further over. So $335.51 from 1410.1 Clerk Personal Services to Clerk Contractual 1410.4. Entertain that motion. Great Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion's carried. So tonight, this is not on your, this is not on your budget transfer list, but The treasurer's report shows that the budget for the judge's personal services, which includes the clerks, was over by $1,056, and this was because we brought Debbie Capola on board to help out early on in the year, to help Rena out. So we authorized her to work a certain number of hours, so this is to cover that stuff there. So transferring $1,000 from 1110.2 Justice Equipment and 5658 from 1110.4 Justice Contractual to 1110.1 Justice Personal Services.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, so I think that wraps up this. So then we're going to the water fund. Okay, her numbers are a little bit different from mine. We'll be close. All right, so water funds, let's see, workers' comp. All right, so the medical insurance one was over 472, so we're transferring 472.16 from 9040.8 workers' comp to 9060.8 medical insurance. Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion's carried. Let's see, this is 162. All right, so this is, yours says 162,451.03. It's actually going to be 162,912.33. This is coming from fund balance. To 8340.4 transmission contractual. Entertain that motion.
I'll make it.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. And this is for the Malden Street project. The money never got transferred into this account, so from fund balance that we were going to use. So any other questions on that? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Again, state retirement from the water fund portion was short $936. Going to take it from purification personal services 8330.1 and transfer it to 9010.8 state retirement. Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. And the last one here is for engineering, 4177 from 8320 source power pumping to 1440.4 engineering. 4,177.68.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. The next transfers are going to be from really just moving money from, in the general fund, moving money from this year's leftover money from this year's budget into next year's budget to make payments for certain things. So the first one is to transfer $19,353 to 3120.2 police equipment fund for the payment on the new police vehicle. And the money for this is left over in the police budget from this year. Is there from this year to pay for that?
I make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next one is transferring $24,000from money that was in this year's budget to 5110.2 general repairs equipment, and this is for the first payment on the new backhoe.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Charlie, second by Julia. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the last one is transferring $238,000 into 5110.4 general repairs equipment or general repairs contractual to complete the Malden Street project.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich. Second by Julia. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. And lastly is the transfer $75,000 from fund balance, because this is going to be a fund balance appropriation. It wasn't, we had money left in the water fund budget, to 8340.4 transmission CE, and this is to complete the payment on the water portion of the Malden Street project.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. So that takes care of all of our transfers. So the last thing is just to audit the bills. So before we do that, I'll open the floor for public comment. John, anything?
Will they get the new backhoe?
It should be here in July, yes.
What are they going to do with the old one?
They traded it in.
What did they get for trading, you know?
$16,000, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Audit bills number 431 through 445, amount of $2,070.76 in the general fund and $1,801.96 in the water fund.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned at 8:12.